Nolte, CNN formally announces hundreds of Christmas season layoffs. By John Nolte on November 30, 2022. The reckoning has arrived at far-left CNN with the formal announcement of hundreds of layoffs. Chris Licht, CNN's hapless new chief of lies, CNN is returning to journalism. Released a memo Wednesday that warned many they might want to learn how to code. To my CNN LOL, colleagues. Our people are the heart and soul of this organization. It is incredibly hard to say goodbye to any one member of the CNN LOL team, much less many. Many. He continued. I recently described this process as a gut punch, because I know how this feels for all of us. Today we will notify a limited number of individuals, largely some of our paid contributors, as part of a recalibrated reporting strategy. Tomorrow, we will notify impacted employees. And tomorrow afternoon I will follow up with more details on these changes. People say this is a terrible thing to do around Christmas. Normally, I would agree. But these people don't believe in Christmas. They hate Christmas. They hate everyone who loves Christmas. If you and I were let go during Christmas, that would be one thing. That would be terrible. What would be cruel is laying CNN staffers off on May Day. That would be a real gut punch. So, unless this is more fake news from CNN, it looks like the paid contributors will get the axe today and the rest tomorrow. What did these serial lying idiots expect? Did CNN honestly expect it could thrive after all this? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault. Licht isn't interested in fixing the problem. He's already proven that by giving basement-rated election denier Jake Tapper a primetime tryout. He also moved Don Antifa lover Lemon to mornings. These people, and the rest of the CNN staff, have no credibility. The brand is more than destroyed, it's a national joke. The bottom has fallen out of the ratings, and nothing has changed under Licht. Not once during Licht's tenure has CNN broken a consequential news story that didn't later turn out to be a lie. Under Licht, CNN is still lying about conservatives and protecting Democrats. Does Licht honestly believe that the CNN Titanic will stop sinking after he throws a few of the passengers overboard? As always, I want to get down to a human level and tell those about to be let go at CNN that I feel as bad about them losing their jobs as they do when a coal miner loses his. Fair enough? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.